Blog Talk Radio.
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
You need to tune in to
Dust Body Radio. Life after dust, dust, dust body radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust body radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustbody.com. Every Monday and Wednesday, Steady J is on.
On the stars of tomorrow. You need work in your career. Steady J hold the title. And I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk. Ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust. Music was with hot models. We got them. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustbot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, we are. So, everybody, let's see what we got in the phone lines. Who we got? Who we got?
Your girl, Taryn.
Yeah. What's up, everyone? It's a Life of the Dust Live. Of course, it's your boy, Fetty J, and that's your co-host with the mostest, you know, my girl, Taryn Lamonsky.
Of course, of course. What's going on?
Not much, you know, it's a hot, after dust Monday, is how we start the week off every week, you know, that's how we do it. And, yeah, we got a lot going on today. You know, we got a special guest coming to the show today, boy, Ace Inc. World. We'll be chopping up with him about some of the stuff he's got going on, how he's not only working with music, but he's also being a great humanitarian. And we'll be talking about our project that we got coming up, you know, the dustspot.com and Ace Inc. World are bringing you the Pink Tape Volume 2, which is something we started last year, which helps support the fight against breast cancer. So this gives artists a chance to utilize their music and put it onto a project collaboration that actually gives back and actually gives the artist a good look. So, you know, it's not just about, you know, because a lot of times we hear from models, that's the main stuff we see for breast cancer awareness, but we don't ever see anything that's really extensive for artists to get involved with to utilize their talent. So that's this is your chance to do that. So definitely he'll be telling you more about that. But it's also, you know, another thing we got to do today, because in about an hour, actually, somebody turns 21. I wonder who it is. Oh, it's my co-host. My co-host is 21. Oh, yeah. Man, you know that calls for a random dance break.
Dog goes woof. Cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks they quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Crazy. And I get one of them looks like, what the heck just happened? So yes, oh man, how does it feel to be in exactly about 54 minutes? Yeah, 54 minutes. 54 minutes. You would be 21. How does that feel?
I'll say I'm blessed. I would say that because I mean, you, like we said before, we didn't discuss this. A lot of people don't get to see 21. So, and I've accomplished a lot of things at my age, not as much as I've wanted to, but you know. So I feel blessed. I mean, am I excited? I don't really. I'm the type of person that it got to just happen for me to get excited. Like I wait till last minute, so it's kind of just like you know. But I'm blessed. I'll say that much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just because I understand, you know. You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, but you know, it is, you know, like you said, again, it's another year that you get to, you know, a lot of people did. Every year that you live, you know, it's a year that somebody didn't make it to that year with you. Or some people even live 21 years or live, you know, 27 in my case. So it's, you know, I take every year, I do something because I feel that for me, it's just, if we have a chance of living, it's somebody that didn't get a chance to know, make it to the next year with us. So if we made it, let's live it out. You know, go crazy, as you would say, go crazy,
go crazy.
That's how you feel with us.
True.
So yeah,
that's
just how I feel about it. Like, and for you, you know, you say you've accomplished a lot. You know, it's crazy because tomorrow I'm going to get Model Angela too because you know I didn't know that she was. I didn't know she was a Libra too. I didn't realize that, and even realize that y'all birthdays are so close to each other. No, her birthday.
Yeah,
is
that's crazy. Yeah,
like,
her birthday's in a couple of days. Yeah, we're close. I knew before that she was a Libra.
I didn't know that she was only 20. That was something I did not know. I was like,
Us both. We are some youngins, but we out here doing it.
I knew you were because you always, since you said it so many times on this show and on the show, you said it a couple of times. You know, you always, one of the things you always said was, I've got a lot, you know, a lot of people like, man, you're not even, you know, I'm making a lot of stuff happen before I'm 21. And then really just, like, really go crazy at that age and continue to make it happen. Just kind of set yourself apart. You know, set yourself in the stone that you want to be in. So, yes, that's how I know that. But, I did not know. I was like, what? I did not know that, as the old school people would say, I didn't know that Angela still had milk in her breath.
I don't even know if I knew her age, though. That's the thing. I just knew we were both Libras, but I didn't know her age. But to find out we both were turning 21 was like, whoa, crazy.
She had a picture on Instagram today. It said, you know, it was a picture of her tweet. She was screenshotting her tweet. And it said, 6 days of my 21st birthday. And I looked and said, whoa. I said, hold on. You only turned 21? I thought that. Mine was only that young, too. I did not know that.
I know. If only I was in, what, Texas? Is that where she lives?
I think she was like 23.
I'm like,
you know, how? Yeah, it's crazy. But she got milk in her breath, too. I'm going to give her a hard time tomorrow. And, yeah, it's definitely... You know, I mean, for me, this is definitely a big celebration for me because, for me, you know, I enjoy the years. That, you know, every time people celebrate years, it's great. Yeah. It's great to be able to celebrate a year that, heck, if that day didn't happen, you wouldn't be on this show. So, you know, that's why I find it something that's, like, very great. And I'm definitely, you know, happy for you that you are still alive, making it happen. And glad that they happened because I wouldn't have one of the greatest co-hosts in the world.
Aw, sheesh. I appreciate that.
So, yes.
I appreciate that.
All right, so what we're going to do, we'll be back in a bit. You know, we're going to definitely figure out some more crazy to do to you throughout the show. So, y'all got to break it up, break it a new track. My girl, Queen. you know, you know, you heard from that Trey, but a lot of people know from that Trey.
Yay, back to Vice Ho.
Because she's the one that's on the track. And then you got on the track, you know, Little O, which a lot of y'all know who Little O is. You know, y'all can take it back. It's a track that he take it back. Like, he old school Houston stuff. He talking about, y'all remember that song, Bad Bag, Give Me 50 Feet. Yeah, that's
hey.
The one. So, two of them track together, definitely a great look. And Queens being one of the great supporters of the show and Dust Spot and all that. So, definitely, here we go. It's a new track by us. You just dropped this month. This is These Streets.
I swear you touched their soul on this one, man. For real.
Oh, Lord. I know so many people trapped up in these streets. Oh, Lord. Hard to make my brain hard open and all of my dreams stay free. Hard to make my soul. My people live through me. They say I got the key. I keep them on their feet. So bang, bang, yeah, that's on the cheek. Y'all, we want a peace. A peace of mind to calm my nerves. Maybe a 9 to push the curve. Late nights, early morning, chasing worms, early birds. But I hope you listen to my words. But I hope you feel me when I tell you that I need you out here free. Take a little weight up off of me. And I'll make sure you eat. Yeah, I lead you to the water and I make sure that you drink. I make sure that you think.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I know so many people trapped up in these streets.
Yes, Lord.
Many times they feel they ain't supposed to win. I try to give them hope and send them pictures of my bands, but every time them niggas get out, man, I swear they go back in. For real. My nigga, this the gutter life. Dope fiend killed my little partner with a butter knife. He ain't want no J's, just wanted to keep on his mother life. But that ain't changed, just the next day we slanging butter white. Straight up. Cause life goes on. This where even some of the kids that raised right go wrong. Where they pray on the weak, but every night blow strong. Man, I pray that it changed, but it's been trite for so long that I don't know, man.
I know so many people trapped up in
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I gotta let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you gotta come through the Dust Spot. That's right, tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamont, Jaquisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddy J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're back in the building. Yeah. So, yeah, again, you know, and that was my girl, Queen, she's from the old. That was These Streets. They were back. You know, today's a very, it's a great show, periods, man. You know, so we got great guests here and coming to the show in a bit. We got the birthday girl in the building. man, it's weird, man. You know, it's definitely crazy. She wasn't expecting that. You know, I'm gonna have some dope people calling and saying happy birthday to you. Watch this gonna happen. You're gonna have like some of the best people in the world say happy birthday. So yeah, man, it's something to do with it. We're gonna get in. You feel like, okay, you're playing too much. So yes, but they all mean well. They just want to say, all they want to do is just say happy birthday to you. So yeah, we'll be having some special guests throughout the show who'll be calling them to, you know, say happy birthday to you. That's what they do.
Oh, okay.
You know, I might get your boy. I'm gonna get your boy. They like to talk about your toes. I'm gonna get him to call it and try it. I wish you happy birthday, like girl. Happy birthday! I've been thinking about them feet all week.
See, that ain't cool. That right there ain't cool. Yeah, that's not cool.
I got
cool
a birthday
right
present for you, baby. I want to rub those feet down.
Ew, okay.
Yo, but he was talking about your feet too serious.
Man, that was too crazy with that one.
What did you do to
him? I didn't do anything, but you know what's crazy? Because that person does that to every girl that comes on the show. Seriously. Every girl that comes on their show, they do that.
So I guess it's essentially he has a foot fetish. Wow.
Yeah, that's I'm not to judge people, but he's just disgusting. I'm sorry. Call it what you want. Call me what you want. That's just disgusting. Not when you be out there like that when somebody's constantly telling you to chill.
Right. It's like, ew. And all feet, you want tearing feet?
Say it again.
I said, now, if all feet, he wants your feet? Ew.
What? Oh man.
So, I'll give you a hard time. But, no, like I said, that was, yeah, that had me laughing something serious. And I can't believe, that was like one of the most thirsty displays ever of anything.
Ever. Like, ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever in life. And I'm like, what is he thinking? And then afterwards, he was going crazy, you know. I'm going to tell people how much of a devil worship you are. I'm like, what? People could just go listen to your show. I was clearly talking about God, but call it what you want. If I'm a devil worshiper because I won't let you take me out, then I'll be a devil for the rest of my life. It is what
you're
it is.
He called you a devil worshiper?
He did. He's like, all that stuff was on Twitter. He kept calling my phone blocked from so many different. I'm like, oh my Jesus. Like, are you serious? Like, it was just crazy. Like, the way he acted was crazy. I had to literally block him on every site.
Wow. I mean, grow the hell up. Come on, people.
You know? That's what I'm saying. Grow up, please. Like, we don't have time for that.
I mean, he must be used to rejection. I mean, because you letting it get to you like that, like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I could already tell something was up because he was talking about other females on the show that had did this and did that. And I'm just like, okay. And then now I see why he was trying to go up on them, you know, because apparently they rejected him too is what I'm thinking. So, yeah.
Right, and then you want to let him, those chicks didn't want to let him suck his soul, let them suck his soul, whatever. You know, crazy stuff he got going on.
You know, I'm just
dude,
well, you have a great little life and you do what you do, you know. I'm just trying to stay out the way. I don't want none of them problems. So, but you will respect the king. I said, whoa, don't remember anybody.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's too much. It was too much, but yeah.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
too much
crazy.
Going on with me. I'll be like, whoa. Easy there, fella.
So if he called in on the show, that'll probably be a bad show.
Yes. I remember, yeah, that was. Now, a couple of questions. You know, what do you got going? What are you planning on trying to do for your birthday? I know you see like that, you know, whatever, but, you know, we all do kind of plan ourselves a little bit. So I know you got at least some up your sleeve.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm probably 9 times out of 10 just going to chill, really, to be honest. I mean, probably, like, go out to eat and something simple because, to be honest, like, my birthday kind of snuck up. It's like, you know when it's coming, but at the same time, I've been so focused and stressed out on pushing so much stuff, it's like it kind of just snuck up on me, seriously. And everybody knows I'm in Atlanta, so I know people that I work with, but I don't feel like I know people enough to just go out and party like I would with people that I know that know me. You know what I mean? So it's just like, okay,
right.
I'm going to wait probably later to celebrate when, like, everybody's around that I feel comfortable with there. But right now it's, like, putting work time. So I might go out to eat, and I'm going to try to sit down and relax a little bit because, I mean, you only turn 21 once, you know. So I'm going to try my hardest to enjoy it. But regardless, I'm going to celebrate a little bit with family, with my pops. Actually, we're going to go out to eat, and I don't know what else they have planned. But other than that, it'll be celebrated maybe late October. Y'all might see me in Texas. I know I'm going to be in Detroit in October, so I might have to slide through Texas and, you know, kick it with my homies and turn up a little.
Hey,
we going 4 months strong. Yeah, so that's the plan.
So, yes, man. No, definitely, you know, like I said, again, it's crazy. Like, I'm still tripping. Okay, now, okay, I see we got a caller. Somebody was, oh, okay, this person wanted to say happy birthday to you. Is it fine if they say happy birthday? Okay.
Greetings. This is Darth Vader, Lord of the Sith, and Commander of the Galactic Empire. It was during my meditation that I sensed a great disturbance in the Force. It was then I realized it was your birthday. Most impressive. Your age has increased your control of your emotions. This will give you a clearer path to the dark side. But before that, let me deliver you this specialized message. Compliments of the Galactic Empire.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from the dark side. Happy birthday to you. Remember, with control of your fear and anger, the dark side will be a powerful ally. Join me as we conquer the galaxy and buy vast amounts of lottery tickets. If you're not of legal age, then we shall use the Force to have others buy them for us. Consider it. Until then, have a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, from the dark side.
We got everybody calling me happy birthday. We got Darth Vader. Oh, we got Paint. We got somebody else who wants to say happy birthday to you, too. Is it fun to say happy birthday to you?
Yeah.
They go and say happy Gonzo from the Muppets. That was them. That was who just wished you a happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you, Gonzo.
He was playing from his nose. He was.
Okay. That's so talented. How creative. Isn't that something? I don't think I ever had anybody, you know, saying happy birthday with their nose. Well, all right.
Yeah. I tell you, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be some people all night long. People are really coming through and really just say happy birthday to you. This is crazy.
Too crazy.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
Darth Vader, though. I'm tripping off of these people. I'm tripping off these people.
I'm telling you, celebrities coming out, man. They coming out for you. The chick was going to come in. They were going to come say what they say, but I told them they're going to chill out. I ain't got time for that. No, they doing all that extra screaming in my ear. I'm not ready to hear that right now. So I told them they're going to have to sit down somewhere.
I feel it.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, somebody else was saying about their DJ. Oh, what's up?
Okay.
Support Ricky Rose. Huh? What's up, girl? Happy birthday.
Thank you. No, that was funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's your boy, Lil Wayne. We F baby in the belly. It's sweat to the girl, Terry. And, you know, this happy birthday to your girl. Yeah. I love my baby.
Okay. All right, let's see. Hey. See, look, got one person in the building.
What's up? It's your boy Drake. It's Drizzy. What's up, Taryn? Just want to say happy birthday
Ooh.
To you, baby.
Ooh!
You know a good girl, you know it.
Ooh,
you
know how
you feel about me.
You know what? And I think Drake does have a thing for me, y'all, because he's dropping his mixtape on my birthday, and he was wearing a jacket with my birthday on the back of it. So I think he's trying to tell me something, y'all. I don't want him like that. I just want him to be around to perform whenever I want him to, singing wise. So
good job of the cleanup.
I had to get that one because I knew you were going to get me.
Wow. But yes. Now, one thing I'm going to talk about too, man, like what I'm excited about, there's a bunch of news that I'm just excited about. Like one is the fact that, you know, the magazine, we get the record launch, but the gear ready release, issue number 2, let me tell y'all. A lot of people was like, issue number 1. Okay, y'all liked it. I'm about to tell y'all from here on out, because issue number 2 from Gray set a precedent for how we finna do things. It's gonna be crazy. Like, I'm tearing from page 1 all the way to freaking page goddamn 40. It is worth every bit of getting this.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
So yes, and it's, well, like about this time, it was less of a headache. Last time was a headache because I had to get all this stuff ready, having people send me stuff late, having to do this, having to go check. A lot of people don't realize everything that goes into it, especially not just trying to just do some quick, you know, this and that, because it's one thing to be a startup magazine. That's fine. But how are you going to do it? Because a lot of people, they just say, hey, we're taking submissions, and they don't really do the legal dumb stuff and things, make sure they get everything done right. Because the end of the day, people know me, I'm about paperwork. Because when people learn paper trail, you can't pull no stuff later on. So.
Exactly.
Because there's been plenty of people try me, and they go, ooh, what are you talking about receipts? Oh, I keep receipts, man, because I'm not slick. So don't try me, because I will keep, and I do keep text messages, and that's the beauty of having Google Voice as your secondary number, and I do keep Facebook messages. So please leave in emails, and you try to even lie about something, I have it all on paper, so don't even try it. Just
hey.
Let people know how I do things. The people that do the business day decided to do, they make sure they got a paper trail of what's going down.
That's
what's up. I felt some type of way. I was feeling some type of way right now. Taryn, it was just, the spirit was just moving through me right now. That's how I feel.
I see. I'm like, okay, let them know then. Let them know then, G.
I'm letting them know, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, B?
No,
I'm saying,
I feel you, cuz. I feel you.
Yeah. In the building, you know. Oh. All right, hold on. We're gonna do my favorite thing. Are we gonna try it? We're going to call a guest over quick, live on the air, so I would do things. So give me a second, y'all. You make sure you get both of them out rest of cows. So you ain't got to play no games. I know y'all like my little skit that my scatting.
Okay. Yeah, we were in that thing.
Y'all was in that thing?
We were.
Yeah, all right, good. Make sure y'all keep it up. You keep up with it. All right, let's try this again. Give y'all some elevated music. Give y'all the hood elevated music. Where's the hood elevated music? Yeah, so the four meta ray came out of it. Just the things we have to look at on women with the little nipples hanging off of them is not the only thing that breasts aren't only on women. There's no breasts are more so about the muscle tissue is right there. Any day it can be a flat or a man boob, it's just it is whatever. It's still a breast.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So first off, man, before we get to the project, I want you to kind of tell everybody, you know, a little bit about the background about what AC World does.
Okay, basically, what AC World is about. I got tired of seeing all of the bigger people in music industry, like basically treat the little guys like trash, and for me that was like a huge sign of disrespect by larger names in the music industry, just because everybody forgot where they came from. Before Biggie was, you know, Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls, he was just little fat Christopher Wallace rapping on the corner. He had to start from somewhere, and a lot of people forget that. So basically mm-hmm. what my goal is to help the smaller names, the names that haven't gotten a chance to get big, get themselves out there, whether it be networking with them, giving them information on how they can help better themselves as far as their networking skills, or even a little help with website, mixtape stuff, even trying to network people with them. Like, for instance, I know a rapper, really, really good guy, he's coming out of the Bronx, told him that you're one of the really good people I know in this music industry that actually is about giving people a chance, getting to know somebody rather than just getting to know their status.
Mm.
So for me, my goal is to just help people. Basically, we're all doing this for a reason. We're all trying to get somewhere, maybe for different reasons, but we all have the end goal of doing something with this. So that's my goal, to help people with their end goal of building up themselves.
Okay, so most definitely. And what I like about that is, you know, because when I first met you was on BlackBerry, which I right now I want to let BlackBerry know I'm very irate with y'all because y'all got us all wrapped up and y'all give us this BS excuse about why BBL's not out yet. Like, it was supposed to be.
Yeah, because I'm tight right now. I waited up to go get my BlackBerry for Android. Then they're going to tell me that bull crap. Yo, I almost cried because I literally waited up until three in the morning.
I had my alarm waking up on a Saturday morning just so I can try to be one of the first people to get it. So I went to play any games with the download, and this was going to screw me. It still screw me. Oh.
Yo, you know what they did to me, though? I got to download BlackBerry. I was, like, right there about to get my PIN. And then they transferred me to a website and told me I'm not getting it because somebody hacked BlackBerry.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Like, literally, I was right there on the final step of getting my PIN.
Right. Shame on you, BlackBerry.
That would piss me off more. You right there. You commented. That's like you commented on Mount Everest. What's it take to keep what you want to get? And then all of a sudden they say, nope. Push you down and freaking slow. That's how they. That's
exactly.
How it goes, man. So BlackBerry. I had to get that my sister. I was still the type of way. And it is hot as it does Monday. We do broadcast hot mess on Monday, and that was a hot mess. So yes, I'm glad we propped that up.
Yeah,
but,
I was really tight about that.
So yeah,
far
I wasn't too.
That was when I got a chance to meet you. You know, a lot of people, that's a reason why people are so excited about the young term, because there's a lot of people you can network with, like you talked about the small people, and there's some people on BBM, we don't know what they mean. They just want people to sit there and dick and click pitch, but,
don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at them people neither, because there's some really nice females on BBM.
It was so, but it just strong, but bro, that was so. When I'm a guy and I feel annoyed, I tell you something, dude. There's been chicks that's been on there that would try to be. I've had chicks. You know how usually, like you know, usually it's the girls got to deal with dudes trying to hit them up all day. Oh, girl, send me naked pictures. I had so many chicks annoy me with, send me a dick pic, send me a dick pic, send me. What?
Yo, first I
get
you, a, I tell
I get a hello,
too.
Good morning, how you doing, like the breakfast. I even had a hello from you before. Your first thing is, can I get a dick pic?
Yo, I can't even knock you for that. Just to show you how bad it was with me, too. If you remember, I didn't even put my picture up there. A lot of people just saw the name and the logos, and I would get that too. Oh, you? How you doing? You single? Does it matter? I'm just up here to network with people and, you know, try to get my name around. Oh, yeah. Send me, like, naked pictures. And, oh, yeah, send me back one of your dick. And I'm like, for what? I didn't ask
you. Wow, that is so crazy.
I think it's something serious. I don't think it's a lie. I don't lie to you say that. But, like you said, it's just not, it's just, you're not going to get it out of me. First off, you know, if you're not going to use it, there's no reason you think. That's just how I feel. If you're not using it, I don't see a reason to see. You're not going to use it no time soon. You already told me Scotia or whatever. You ain't for the dude the no time soon, so what is the point of me doing that?
Exactly.
I don't know, you're in a relationship or something where you're trying to, that's another thing, but give me a break.
Exactly, and for me, I'm one of those hands-on type of people. If I can't be hands-on, don't be showing me stuff. That's pointless to me.
It's going to piss you off, and you're going to want the world is to end that whole thing. Like, ah.
Exactly.
So, yes. So, if we're going to learn more, definitely, kind of just give me a summarization of what's going on. And you say you, it definitely showed then, you know, you was one of the people that was trying to support people that was actually not only supporting yourself, but about supporting people who's trying to do. Just because they're not famous doesn't mean they don't need the support. The fact that they were actually trying to do something positive, you was about supporting them. And, you know, it's so many people don't really get that much more. It's always, it's just too much. Like, it's all about me, me, and not about how, it's not about we. No pun intended.
Exactly.
But,
and a lot of people forget that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, and so I appreciate that. And the next question I want to go with is the project we have now, and that's the Pink Tape. You know, kind of tell you about the Pink Tape, because this is actually volume two, so this is the second year running of it. Kind of tell you what was the whole point about being behind this project.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. The reason why the Pink Tape actually started was my grandmother and both my grandfather died of cancer. It wasn't necessarily breast cancer, but I started doing, like, a lot of research. And I realized, like, cancer hits people really hard. But, see, I started looking at it on a larger scale. I looked at it like, hey, you know, this woman gets cancer, she gets sick or whatever, she passes away. But you got to look at it from a different aspect. Yeah, she just passed away, but she might have left behind a child. That child is affected now because of cancer. She might have left behind a husband who's affected now. Basically, she just left behind so many different people that are affected by it. It's not just that one person, because that's what's wrong with people's views now. They have that not me type of mentality. If it's not me and I didn't get directly affected, then it's no big deal. And I can't lie, I was one of those people that had that not me type of mentality too, because, you know, I used to read about cancer here and there, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, my family never really been affected by that, so that's not something I have to worry about. But then when I lost my grandparents, it made me, like, have a whole different mind frame. I went to the point where me as a grown man with a child of my own sat down and I cried because I'm like, you know, I can get hit with cancer tomorrow and never see my daughter or my son again. And I started wanting to do more. I actually went out to the point where I was ready to start my own charity. But then I realized it's just like a little bit too much for one man to do. Because basically to do a charity, you have to have more or less like a mini army with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I realized, you know, as much as I would love to be that general of the little mini army, I didn't really have that scale of people that was really ready to dedicate themselves to my dream. Took it smaller than that. I was like, well, you know, I see people do benefits and whatnot, and maybe I could do something like that. Maybe I could just twist it around to something that I already do, but just throw my own little flavor on it. So I started thinking, you know, maybe I could do a benefit. And then once again, you know, it reminded me I'm only one guy. So I took it a tad bit smaller and I was like, you know what? I do mixtapes all the time. I get a bunch of people to listen to mixtapes and everything. So that's what I'm going to do. Sat in the house for about a week thinking of different names to call it. And then finally just sat down and I was like, yo, this makes sense, you know. Whole breast cancer color and representation, once you see pink, everybody think about breast cancer. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even really going to throw the breast cancer name on it. I'm going to just throw the color on it and let the color represent the whole tape. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the pink tape. And I thought it was the most beautiful thing in the world. I went around telling everybody and their mom that would listen to me. But I haven't even told you this. The main reason why the pink tape came off the way that it did is because of you, actually. I spoke to you, and then you made me feel like, you know what, you got to do this. This is like a project that a lot of people would like to see happen. Like, you basically helped me get that motivation. You know, you and one of my best friends helped me get this motivation to where I felt like, you know what, even if this doesn't come out to be as big as I want it to be, this still has to happen. So I did it. I enjoyed it. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to do this every year. This time around, got a little bit better experience with it. So I'm even doing something more to where other people can participate. Like, for instance, I kept getting told, hey, you know, we want to donate, we want to do this, we want to do that. But I felt bad because I didn't know what the purpose of getting other people to donate when, you know, most people that get donations, they have something to show for it, whether it be a little plaque or anything. I don't know if I ever told you. You ever heard of the Lance Armstrong Live Strong bracelets?
Oh, yes. I know you get the little, the Join My World ones up, which I like. Definitely.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, hit me with your digits, and I'll send you some, too.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, definitely, you know, since it's the birthday girl in the building, you got to definitely send her one, because, you know, that's my people right there. You know, when I do the show myself, it's great, you know, but when I have her and Keith in the building, that's awesome. For me, it's like, I get myself crying, but it's when I got them, you know, it just feels like a whole other level. It's like taking to another level on top of the crazy level I was already on, so.
See, I'm kind of crazy with my words, so I know exactly where you're coming from. Like, you know, Emeril Lagasse, hell of a chef. But what does everybody like most about Emeril? He's sitting there whipping it up in the kitchen, and then he started going wild, throwing out his bams and everything. She's basically your BAM, right?
She's my BAM. That's my BAM.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
Like, BAM! Like, when I see Tim, like, BAM! That's a whole lot of stuff. Just...
Nah, I respect that, man.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing when you got a good team.
So, all right, so I'm let her take the reins for a second. All right, so Taryn.
All right, yeah, I got this. So how far would you, well, let me just ask, what would you like to see come from this, really? Like, I mean, a lot of people have a few set goals to what they were like, well, I wanted to get here, but what is that main place to where you would be so proud to look back and say, wow, I finally got here? What is that, what would be that place for you?
I'm going to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to, like, put this out there and to be, like, one of those guys that got to raise $1 million for breast cancer awareness. But
okay,
even if I could only raise a small amount of money and just basically have the chance to grant somebody, even if it's only one extra day of life, I feel like I've met my goal. And I know you may sit there and say to yourself, you, like, only one day, Ace? To me, even one day would meet my goal, simply for the fact that that's one extra day with her husband. That's one extra day with her child. That's one extra day with all her loved ones that she wasn't promised yesterday.
Yeah, I feel that. I can definitely feel that. And I definitely want to take this time out, though, to commend you on what you're doing, because a lot of people don't, a lot of men and females don't take these type of things seriously. So for you to even, you know, for Steady inspiring you said your best friend, for you and still inside yourself, you found that motivation. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people that hear people trying to motivate them all the time and they just can't stomach it. You know what I mean? So I definitely commend you for getting your foot in the door and just trying. You know what I mean? Because I liked when you said everybody has a starting point, and that's the problem. Like, people support the people that just blow up. You know what I mean? Like, y'all forget, like, Mariah Carey used to be a waitress. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the things that you were saying. So I definitely
exactly. Even this,
you.
One of the biggest female artists out there, believe it or not, I read it, saw her movie. She was a bum. Madonna. Madonna was homeless on the streets at one point.
Oh, she was, yeah. She, you know, is a Detroit native, so I know about that person. Yes, she definitely was. That's actually a true statement.
Exactly.
That's a true statement.
Now, if you can go from being homeless in a bum, to being on a global scale where you can go to Africa and adopt people, kids, you done
exactly.
did your thing.
Anything's possible. Same as Wyclef. He came from a hut out of Haiti. You know what I mean? So... I definitely commend you. But what is one thing that you would want people, if everything came crashing down, let's just say, what would you want people to remember about you?
If everything came crashing down, the main thing I would want people to remember is just because it didn't work out for me, doesn't mean you can't do better. Because I'm going to keep it real with you right now. Async World is my third website. My first two websites that I had flopped hard. When I say flopped hard, I'm going to give you an example of how hard they flopped. Imagine 400 or 500-pound man trying to do the belly flop in a pool.
Yeah, okay.
That's
I
how
got
hard.
You. I got you.
That's how hard my other two websites flopped. And it wasn't anything personal. It was just like, you know, I took the wrong routes trying to promote myself. I went with people like trying to feed me that big dream, big money type of thing. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to just scrap everything. Started from basically, in the words of Drake, started from the bottom. I went out, hooked up asyncworld.com, and I'm proud to say that I'm the only person that has done stuff with this website. Minus artists giving me material, other people helping me out, giving me material. But physically, hands-on, I'm the only person that has done anything with my website. You go on my website, see a logo, I did it. You go on my website, see any little ideas up there, came from me. Like, this is 100% me. I put my all into this. And for me to say to you right now, last time I checked my website statistics, I was in 16 different countries, and that's not even counting the United States.
Wow.
That made me feel so big. You couldn't tell me that I wasn't 50 Cent's next door neighbor when I saw that.
I feel you. That's amazing.
Exactly.
That is amazing.
Now, if I can do that on my own, imagine what a guy at 18 can do. Because, you know, when you're younger, you got a bigger drive. When you're younger, you look at things differently, have different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I flop tomorrow, I would tell somebody else, you know what? If I can get 16 countries, there's nothing that's saying you can't get 32, maybe 60, and be better than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always be the one that stand there and be like, hey, you know, if you need some advice, you need a little help, you know, even if it's people to network with, let me know.
That's what's up. That is what's up. I like the fact that you're always positive. That's a good look, because a lot of people, when they, you know, if something doesn't go right, they don't motivate people, you know what I mean, to take that step further, because a lot of people be bitter or they feel as if they're a failure to where they want other people around them to fail. So for you to keep putting people up no matter what, though, that's definitely, that's big.
That's yeah, because really big. You got to look at it like this. A lot of people have what I call, how can I explain it? Like, basically, they have a worker mentality. They want to get to the top, but nobody knows what it truly means to work to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I have a worker personality, but I have a boss mentality. And what that means is this. I know to get to the top, you got to bust your ass to get there. I don't have a problem doing that. But what I do is I surround myself with other people that I feel have that boss mentality, like Seti, like my best friend who started his own like little online radio station, and he turned out to be big too. Right now, he's mm-hmm. in 10 different countries. He's also a coast-to-coast DJ. And he did all of that in 1 year. It took me 3 to get where I'm at. So he wound up making me proud of him, helped me out. I helped him out. We're like basically Batman and Robin.
That's
you know,
awesome.
Right now, I even told him, you got to go check out Dust Spot. Because that guy Seti, he's doing his thing. Go check out the social network that he's starting. Everybody up there is about their business.
Definitely. I feel that. I agree with you, too. Seti be grinding. Seti grinds for sure.
Exactly.
So
he's one of the few people that even when I'm quiet, he'll come check me out like, yo, Ace, what you doing? Because I got a message from him on Facebook, actually. Not too long ago, I get a little nudge. I'm like, okay, that's my homie Seti. You know, what's going on, Sed? He's like, yo, I know you're still doing that pink tape, right? You're going to knock out that project too, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm going to knock that out because I was actually thinking about it, thinking about you. And it's like before I even got a chance to reach out to him, he reached out to me. That's just to show you how he has that boss mentality. You know, it's something, you know, it's basically to everyone else, this is not a huge project. To him, like, he made me feel good, you know. He gave me a little nudge, basically telling me, like, come on, you know, this is a beautiful thing. And again, like, throwing that inspiration my way.
That's what's up, man. Good people link with good people, so that's what's up.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know what, man, this definitely... You know, that's what it's to do, man. Like, a lot of people, at the end of the day, I can tell people, you're not going to... And to me, and it's not really a competition, but I just joke around the competition as far as when I support people, I'm going to support hard. You know, especially when you supporting me, it just gives me more inspiration. Okay, how much more can I... what else can I do to help support this person? I got to figure it out. I haven't figured out everything yet. I got to keep coming with it. It's just, it gives me drive to do so. And I just always appreciate when people does not just here for the, you know, here for the ride for a quick second, give they want to get it, they keep it moving. You know, the whole point of everything I do is to try to have people that's involved, that's going to be in for a long run. Because when stuff happens because of being in the long run, you know, they don't have to ask. They know that they're going to get it because they've been holding it down and not any questions asked. It's like, okay, all right, y'all, you're going to look out for me. You know, that's just how it is. It is not like you're not owed. No one's owed nothing. But at the end of the day, look, you know, I just feel that people that are looking out for you always just, you know, try to support them if you can. Even if it's not true, because people always think it's always got to be money. It ain't got to be money. To me, I tell people this all the time. Your minute, just that minute of time that you supported me, that's, you could have been spending that minute doing something else. That minute could have possibly been spent on getting some more money or whatever. So the fact you spent that time on me, to me, that's way more worth it, because time is more equal to money than money is equal to time.
Exactly. And that's like part of why I came out with that whole Join My World motto. Like, you know, a lot of people don't look at it from a realistic standpoint. As people, we sit there and go around, we judge people by their sexual preference. We judge people by their skin color, their religion, everything. But then we forget something. At the end of the day, we all the same. We all, right now, you take away our hair, our skin, and everything. What you got? You got meat and you got bones. Underneath, we all the same. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you're a man. You take away all the skin and everything, yeah, we may have a little extra meat here and there than each other, but we still just meat and bones. And
that's
to me, that was the way to view it. Because I can't lie, I was a big follower with the whole Lance Armstrong, Live Strong movement, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I like that. And I found out, you know, he on some little druggy thing. And I'm just like, you know, I can't be rocking no dude's thing that telling you to live strong, but then he doing drugs on the side. Because, you know, I'm not judging him for that, but, you know, you can't tell little kids to live strong, but then you in the back taking drugs so you could ride your bike faster. Even if you were smoking weed or something like that, I could have let you rock. But me, I'm trying to, like, basically live positive on a different note. That's why I came out with the Join My Worlds. Because I figured, you know, if I'm going to rock any man's stuff, might as well be mine's.
That's right.
Went out, got my bracelets rocking, and believe it or not, a lot of people in my area, I walked around and worked the other day, seen some kid with my bracelet on. I'm like, yo, let me ask you a question. Where'd you get that? Oh, I seen my best friend with it, so I snatched one of his. You know how crazy that is to see people rocking your bands?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that was the biggest thing to me right there. Because I sat there and I was like, look, I got the same one. And, like, basically I know that's one of a kind because I made them. And he's like, nah, you couldn't have did that. I made them. Ask anybody in here that's rocking them where they got theirs from. You can't buy them in stores. You can't look them up online. The only spot right now where they are is in my house right now, in my cabinet. And, like, to see strangers rocking them, that was the biggest thing for me.
The crazy thing is, two bands making bands.
Exactly. But not, like, this is beautiful.
I saw that one day. I was like, I'm going to get them.
I can't even lie, I did that line too, because one day I was at work, seeing this nice-looking young lady, and then I was like, you know that song, Bands Will Make Them Dance? She's like, yeah, that's my jam. I was like, hold on, I got a whole bunch of bands. Look, I pulled out like 200-300 of my bands, and then she sat there and looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, come on, I'm waiting for you to dance now. So she looked up at me like, yo, something's wrong with you.
Hey, man, bands are making bands, man.
Definitely, though. And to let you know, I'm going to hook y'all up with the Join My World bracelets, but I'm coming out with something just a little bit more special this year, too.
Uh-oh.
Coming out with the limited edition Join My World breast cancer edition bands. And it's going to be beautiful.
That's what we're talking about. I've been waiting about. Yes.
Yeah, because I'm going to order them this Thursday. It'll take about a week, so I should have them by the 1st.
Nice. Y'all heard it, man. Y'all heard it. Y'all definitely support that because in the day,
definitely. Anybody that, you know, I know everybody doesn't do music. I know everybody may not be into the whole music scene, but still, if you want to support, come out, get your bands. They're only going to be like $5. And like I said, I don't want anybody to feel like, hey, you know, Ace is going to be pocketing it. Because, like, literally, from this project, everything goes to charity.
That's what's up.
Yeah, because that's the way I look at it. If you're not going to if you're not going to go hard, don't even start.
That's what's up, man. All right, so, as far as, you know, I don't know about you. Ready to come to a close in a bit. Remind everybody how they can, you know, keep up with you and definitely more, you know, just get involved with all the projects you got going on.
Basically, right now, if you're an artist, and when I say artist, I mean all around. I don't mean just music. If you can paint, if you do poetry, anything, I'm looking for anybody that has talent that's looking for that outlet. Check out asyncworld.com. If you don't have access directly to the internet, but you're still trying to get your way out there, hit up the email, aceinc25@gmail.com. If you're not internet inclined, I could keep it more simple for you. Hit up the line right now. It's 347-360-7762. And I respond to everybody. I don't sit there and treat you funny if I don't know you. I will respond to everything.
Well, okay. Nice. You know, some people, they ain't Hollywood. What?
Oh, no. I'm from the hood. So.
Hey.
I'm
saying about that.
Yeah, let them know. Yeah, let them know where to you from. Yeah, I think you got to do that.
You already know. Me and you is like, basically, me and you is next door neighbors, Seti. You know, I know you from Jersey. I'm from right there in New York City.
Yes, sir. If I'm in Texas, y'all, at the end of the day, don't try to find that Jersey. If you get the Jersey song on me, you just kind of, you messed up, man. You don't want that one side of Jersey out of me. You want the tough side, but you don't want that other side. You don't want the Wilbur section side. Don't find
no,
that
no,
one.
No, you want the suburb section. You don't want the bust your head section in Jersey.
You get to that Wilbur section, it's on. There's no coming back for a while. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right, so what we do, because every Monday I do this, you know, during the football season, I'm going to give you a quick update because we got 3-2. We had 3 teams we always mentioned on it, Houston, Texans, because that's Mala Angela in Houston_Riri's team. And then you got the Detroit Lions, you know,
hey.
That's my girl, Terrence team. And then my team.
You know.
We're going to change it up a little bit today because, hey, so you say your team is the Giants, right?
Yeah. You know, Big Blue all day.
All right, so we're gonna give you out a quick score update. So hit me. All right, so Jack Cook was okay. I just said the best for last. All right, so first off, speaking of New York Giants, I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, which is 0-38 against the Panthers, man. Damn,
I mean,
back,
everybody have an off day.
But they have not only one off day, the game before that was an off day, and the game before that was an off day. So I don't know what the hell.
You know, truth be told, they probably just still warming up, you know?
Yeah, well, they need to figure it out quick, because they, you know, I don't know what's going on. All right,
you gotta
so
look
that,
at the team like this. You gotta look at them like a hoopty. You know, it may take that hoopty a while to get started, but once you get going, you're good.
Now, I thought with the other team had another team I'm on. Because I've been brave dude, because my agent was fucking playing. She talks to her every morning, and now she gets to shut up. Her team lost 9-30. The Texans lost 9-30 versus the Raiders. Y'all thought y'all was getting ready to stop them birds? Y'all coming back and they got Ray Lewis on the sideline. Y'all know it could show up. Why don't you try? So, Angela, don't try me when it comes to my team, okay? All right, then we got the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, they came out playing. What did they do? They beat the Washington Redskins. Y'all contributed to the Redskins being 0-3, 27-20. Detroit's not playing. Matt, man, that boy Megatron, man, you just can't stop Megatron. Megatron is acting a freaking fool in the Lions. And then, of course, the best for last. Wait to say this. My Dallas Cowboys. My Dallas Cowboys beat them St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, they like to call them, 31-7. And that's what America's seen. I always save America's seen for last. That's how I do it, because America loves to save the best for last. So that was just, that's what's going on. That's the week 3 update for the game. So, yes, it is what it is. And
I can respect that, though.
I thank you for coming through, man. Terry, happy birthday. It's actually officially your birthday now. It's officially
happy birthday,
your birthday,
honey.
We're 12
thank
minutes
you.
Into your birthday now. And
we are.
We got to get someone to say a special happy birthday to you again.
Beautiful. I like that.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Diddy's going to send it to you now.
Hey!
I got you. Tell us,
send the Ciroc girl, too.
Take that.
Yeah, so that was dope.
So let them know, Karen, let them know how they can catch the show. You know, you do it somewhere.
All right, you guys can download the TuneIn app for free and tune in. You can also download the iTunes.
I'm about TuneIn. We cuss y'all out. Y'all better get together because y'all been slacking. TuneIn is like at
exactly.
The real place.
Maybe,
y'all go on them and get their ass.
Exactly. We got to let y'all know sometimes. Also on justspot.com and on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. And then on every social site that we are on, we are promoting this constantly, people. So you guys know where to catch us. So get on it. You know where to find us. You know what we do. So there you go.
You know what we did. I also remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's an ace. Oh, there's a birthday girl in town tomorrow. Oh, there's you. There is a way. Y'all tune to that episode of Life at the Dust
Live. Life at
your
the
boy,
Dust Live.
Jay and your girl.
And your girl. Calamoke.
Yeah. Again, Ace, appreciate you for coming through, man. And,
like I said, homie, I appreciate you allowing me to do this.
No problem, man. You see how we doing it. We get an early start. You know, we usually wait till October, but we get an early start on this because it's going to go down. All right, y'all? We out.
Peace.